RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sack Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Monday morning, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, live worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Welcome aboard Victory Monday for the Washington Commanders, Victory Monday for the Virginia Tech Hokies, Victory Monday for VCU basketball. We've got winners coming off of what was a pretty depressing Misery Monday last week. Good to be back in the win column. Good to be back on the other side of the holiday break. Hopefully everybody's doing great out there. Michael Phillips here with you for the next 2 hours. We'll take you to AWOD Radio. And in a turn of events, AWOD was at the game yesterday. He is not traditionally in Landover at Northwest Stadium at the games, but he was yesterday. Be excited to get his perspective on watching a game from the crowd. I was in the press box and looked pretty fun. A lot of people making some noise celebrating the Washington Commanders, as we do on Mondays. We will take you inside the locker room at 11 o'clock. We're going to do a special record holders only version of Inside the Locker Room. You'll hear from three guys who set records yesterday and are moving their way up the record all-time record books with some pretty cool achievements. And of course, when you jump out to a 28-0 lead, there's a lot of guys we need to get to, a lot of guys we'll talk to. We'll do that over the course of the show. Commanders now 8-5. Things breaking their way, or at least appearing to break their way at the moment. They're solidly a 7 seed right now. That's where things stand. And we'll dive into the NFL and the NFL playoff picture here in about 45 minutes. But right now, they are solidly in the playoffs as the 7 seed, about to get the bye week recharge before a 4-week sprint to the finish, where they've got some fascinating games down the stretch here. So we got the bye, and then you're coming back with the Saints, Eagles, Falcons, and Cowboys. The Saints game, that's a game that I think you'll pencil in saying, man, need to win that one. The Saints definitely not out of it, technically, in that woeful NFC South. We'll dive more into that during our Around the NFL time. Eagles, of course, will be playing probably to lock up the NFC East. That'll be a tough game to win. The Falcons, and the Kirk Cousins disaster in the making there? Will Michael Penix be the quarterback week 17 in DC? That could be a significant game for both teams. And then the game in Dallas to wrap it up, where I am anticipating these guys will need to win to clinch the playoff spot. Dallas will have nothing on the line but draft position. Of course, you know the Cowboys are going to be coming for these guys. Season sweep chance to maybe knock them out of the playoffs. That will not be a game to be taken lightly. So we got our home stretch set up. We'll make some time for around national college football too. Got our home stretch there. Conference title games this weekend are going to create far bigger headaches for the committee than they are going to answer questions. You've got a Miami problem, an SMU Clemson problem. In the Big 12, I don't think you have a problem. In the SEC, you may have a problem if Georgia loses. You've got a lot of things, you know, swirling around here as we go into these games. Penn State, I think, is probably in regardless. Oregon, of course, in regardless. I think Ohio State's in regardless. But we got to get to, obviously, what happened at the Shoe over the weekend as well. So fun Monday program for you. I want to go deep here in about 10-15 minutes on the Commonwealth Cup, UVA and Virginia Tech, because I think that's obviously, you know, a lot of people made the trip out there. You saw it, full house, Inner Sandman, place was popping. Virginia Tech punched him in the mouth, didn't look back. Tony Elliott made the quarterback switch right before the game, made it on, you know, on Sunday to the team. But changing quarterbacks going in the last game of the year did not pay off. I don't know that sticking with Anthony Calandria would have paid off, but it's an interesting discussion to have now that we're in the offseason. What does it mean for Anthony Calandria's future and the future of the Virginia program? Tony Elliott said he thought they respected the rivalry a little more, and I think he's correct. I think they did. I think they understood the level they needed to play at. They just couldn't find that level, and credit to Virginia Tech, who pounded, grounded, pounded, and of course, Pop Watson has a nice performance by him. There's a long-term discussion there. Is that the guy you roll with for the Hokies going into next year? What's the portal going to look like? And now what bowl does Virginia Tech go to? So we'll await word on that. It's not going to be the Pop-Tarts Bowl. I would expect one of those, you know, the Pinstripe Bowl, the Fenway Bowl, something in that ballpark. Military Bowl loves these guys, of course, in Annapolis. Probably a cold weather bowl. Six wins doesn't get you a warm weather bowl most years. Would not surprise me if the Hokies end up on that side of the ledger. But Commanders rolling over the Tennessee Titans, 42-19, and true three-phase football, complimentary football. You know, the last 2 weeks, one of my biggest gripes has been the Commanders get the ball with strong field position early, and the offense doesn't convert. The offense doesn't punch it in. Well, no such issues here. Third possession, you've got the fumble forced by Mikey Sanristel. Such a great heads-up, aggressive football play. That's everything this team wants to hang its hat on. That's everything this team wants their identity to be. Love to see it from Mikey Sanristel. Forcing the fumble, Washington gets the ball on the 24-yard line coming in. Get it to Terry McLaurin for a touchdown. You know I love it when Terry McLaurin scores touchdowns. Next kickoff, Tennessee fumbles the kickoff. Washington recovers. Get it to Terry McLaurin. That was, man, that second touchdown was so good for Terry. Great catch. Great throw. That's the connection right there. 5-17, Jaden Daniels to Terry McLaurin. Hopefully we'll be seeing a lot more of that in the days, weeks, and years to come. That's exactly what this team needs to be. Force feed Terry. You know, Terry's numbers aren't crazy gaudy, but in those early portions of the game, and by the way, we'll do this on Commanders Rewind tomorrow, obviously. First play of the game, I give you a little sneak peek at the film study. Your first play of the game, they line Terry up on the right side. They force feed him. Cliff Kingsbury with a little, hey, I'm listening. I know what I need to do here. Showing he's still got it. And he does still have it, 28-0. But the tasks do not get easier from here. But certainly, as we did earlier this season during blowout wins, take a second to appreciate it. There are not a lot of NFL games each week that end in blowouts. There are very few teams that get to win this many games by these kinds of margins. MP on the mics, the show, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. I'm still up in D.C. Hayes, I'm putting a bookmark in it. We got to talk Hayfield tomorrow. Got to do a Hayfield segment because I talked to our guy Grant Paulson, got the scoop on that. Talked to some other people who know the situation as well in the press box. No time for that today, but we will get to that tomorrow for sure. But great crowd, as I mentioned. Cold day, dud opponent. Commanders Nation showed up, showed out. Awad was at the game. He'll give you his rundown at noon. We'll crosstalk with him, of course, at 11:45. But 42-19, here's the stat for me. Here's the stat of the game, stat of the day, stat of the month. This was the Commanders' first December home win since the 2017 football season. This was their first December home win in 7 years. They've played home games every December since 2017. This is the first one they've won since then, week 16 of the 2017 season. That's a stat. This is a team that has not finished strong. And I'll give you briefly my thing on that. It's hard to win games in December. You know, hard to win games in crunch time. It's not, actually. No, it's not. I'm going to go deep on mathematics here. Sorry, Gary Hess. There is math involved today. If all 32 teams play as they did this weekend, and they did in week one. In week one, when all 32 teams played, there were 16 wins available. This is math. Stick with me. This past weekend, all 32 teams played. There were 16 wins available. It is not harder to win in December. They give out the same number of wins every week, which is one per team. It's hard to win when you're bad, and it's hard to win when you throw in the towel. And this is a team historically that has been bad and thrown in the towel. I called this, you know, the most important week of the season for Cliff Kingsbury. Great to see him deliver. Great to see the offense deliver. I think those were very important things to get rolling, especially in front of the bye, with the potential for some big offensive fireworks on the other side. I love seeing Brian Robinson healthy. When it gets cold, you need to run the football, and Brian Robinson knows how to do that. Some great runs late from Chris Rodriguez. If you listen to the post-game gut check yesterday here on The Fan, you know nobody is a bigger Chris Rodriguez fan than our guy Howard Gutman. He's elbowing me in the press box. Hey, we cut that guy twice. Can you believe we cut that guy twice? Yeah, I can believe we cut that guy twice. He's Chris Rodriguez. He's not Brian Robinson. He's not Austin Eckler. I think he's a great running back. Glad he's on this team. But it's a system, and the offensive line's playing well. Chris Rodriguez with some tough runs. I think he'll be on the active roster the rest of the way, and I think that's the way it should be. So we got a lot to get to. We will go inside the Commanders' locker room in about 20 minutes. You can look forward to that. But on the other side, want to take on the College Cup, UVA Virginia Tech football, the Commonwealth Cup, UVA Virginia Tech football, everything that went down in Blacksburg over the weekend. We'll do that on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, worldwide on the free Odyssey app. MP here on the mic. Welcome aboard Monday morning show. Victory Monday for the Washington Commanders. We'll get right back to them. My interviews with Frankie Luvu. Awad has coined the Luvu Love Club. He is he'll want to listen here in about 15 minutes. We'll chat with Frankie Luvu, Dan Quinn after the game, Jaden Daniels, the quarterback, Tyler Biadasz, and Nick Allegretti, para offensive linemen. You're going to want to hear from both of them. Then Inside the Locker Room continues at 11 o'clock with a special record holders only edition of Inside the Locker Room. Should be a ton of fun. You guys know the show. It's a Victory Monday. VCU basketball, Victory Monday as well. They're back at it on Wednesday. So we'll be keeping our eye on the Rams. Looking forward to could be a double Wednesday guest. We'll have Zach Joachim, of course, and Robbie Robinson, as we do on game days. But I want to get to Blacksburg because I said this all week. I said I'm nervous for the Hokies. I said, I think they got to win big because I don't think they can win small. And boy, did they win big. And I want to get to the Hokies in a second. We'll let the winners go second here because I want to start with UVA. And there's been, the fan base has bickered about the quarterback all season. And I talked about this last week. And, Chris Graham and Jerry Ratcliffe, two of the kind of more esteemed older sports writers there who've been covering UVA for a while, or, you know, Jerry Ratcliffe was, like, you know, talking, hey, they want to switch the quarterback. Why? It's not Anthony Calandria's fault. They can't protect the quarterback. And then Chris Graham, Tony Elliott's only trying to talk himself into not changing the quarterback. It's ridiculous. You got to change something. In the end, they changed the quarterback. And this is a fascinating decision to me. Going into the final game of the year, after Anthony Calandria is your number one all season long, you change the quarterback going into the final game. Now, I think what's going on here, I think, obviously, Tony Elliott loves Tony Musket and really wanted him to win the job this summer, and he didn't. And kudos to Tony Elliott for acknowledging that. I think he really wanted one last thank you for your service. Go stick it to Virginia Tech. They'll never see it coming. Kind of game performance out of him. The other thing we know going into this, you got a new quarterback. Tech scores on their first possession. The offensive line has been terrible this season, and especially of late. So you got to get the ball out fast. There's no time for shenanigans. Let's go to the first offensive play for UVA.
Noah Vaughn, the running back for Tony Musket. Flea flicker. Cavaliers looking to throw. Musket in trouble and sacked. APR. Right from the jump tonight. 52 in the Cavalier backfield.
All right, total respect to Antoine Pell Ryland. I think he's your Dudley winner best player in the state, assuming the Hokies nominate him. Number two, you know the offensive line's bad. You know you've got a quarterback who has not started all year. And the first play you call for him is a slow-developing flea flicker. What are we doing here? And in the process, Tech gets to go up 14-0, gets the big lead, holds on to it. UVA had a spirited little mini comeback after halftime, made some noise. Tech shut it right back down with a Bashal Tootin run. Look, UVA has not been particularly competitive in this rivalry for a while now. In the last quarter century, that's 25 years, they've won this game twice. And I don't think it was effort or hustle or any of those things yesterday. I really don't. But they weren't as good as Virginia Tech. And the other thing is, you change out the quarterback before the last game of the year. Is Calandria done? Did he say, I'm hitting the portal, give Tony his shot? Or I'm hitting the portal, I don't want to play in the cold? Or does Tony Elliott feel like he's lost him or knows he'll keep him? There's a lot of questions here that I'm really curious about because this changes the calculus going forward and going into the portal. I'm intrigued by the decisions that need to be made now. What does this mean for Anthony Calandria's future at UVA? One more. Let's hear from Tony Elliott on what they need to do this offseason.
Both this year and last year, down the stretch, injuries take a toll. And so we got to improve the quality of our depth. And then we got to make sure we don't beat ourselves. You know, when you look at down the stretch, whether it's one game, if it's not turnovers, then it's getting the quarterback sacked, right? If it's not sacks, then it's turnovers, right? Or it's, you know, critical penalties in you know, certain situations that don't allow you to establish rhythm. Or it's, you know, not having your eyes disciplined where they need to be on defense. Or not wrapping up the ball carrier when you got him stopped, you know, for a minimal gain that turns into, you know, when it turns into, if you got a guy wrapped up for a 2-yard gain and it turns into an 8-yard gain, you know, then that's very difficult to overcome because now you're in a short yardage situation. So a lot of it is things that we can control, that we got to go to work, and I got to coach better, the staff has to coach better, and we got to continue to improve our football team.
All right, so that is reasonable at face value. We got to build the depth, and you know, injuries really cost us, and it's harder to win at the end of the season. It's not, et cetera, et cetera. They've got some work to do. They've got to build the roster. Here's where this rings kind of shallow to me, at least. Virginia Tech was pretty beat up too. This was kind of a twos and threes against twos and threes game. It is not like one team was healthy and one team wasn't. You know, there's going to be injuries over the course of a year. Virginia Tech was far better prepared with their roster down the stretch. And I think that's what they're chasing. UVA's chasing Tech right now and might be chasing JMU as well. I don't think we're going to get extensively to the Duke's brutal loss for James Madison, up 17-0, gave it away late against Marshall. We'll get to that right now, though. Brent Pry on what Pop Watson showed and when they knew he would be the starter.
Yeah, we didn't know till midweek that we wouldn't have Shalee. But Pop was getting to work with the ones, and I think it benefited him tonight, getting all those snaps, being the guy, being able to watch that film. You're talking about a guy that was third team for the majority of the season and spent a lot of practice time watching. And, so to get the reps and get some experience throughout the week and have to run the show, it was really good for him. I thought that helped him out tonight. I thought he played well. He made better decisions than last week. Again, back to his preparation. He made plays with his arm. He made plays with his feet. I thought the line did a nice job protecting him. He's got a little knack for kind of moving around in there and avoiding the rush.
You know him. That's Brent Pry, Hokie football coach. And, Pop Watson, great game. Had a little squirm, had a little wiggle, a little elusiveness to him, which you love to see if you're the Hokies. And I think absolutely he gets a shot at the job going into next fall, and you see who else is in the portal. But it's great to start with options. I think that's a great place for the Hokies to be. Love to see that pop there at the end. They've got a big roster overhaul to do too. They'll certainly get the most out of that bowl game prep time because those young guys, get them the snaps, get them ready because roster competition is coming in out of the portal. I do think, as I said last week, I think winning this game is enough for Brent Pry to keep his job, save his job, however you want to look at that. Six wins, not the standard at Virginia Tech, not the season they envisioned, but hard to see them making a change right now. And for Whit Babcock, the AD, you don't get to pick three times. And I don't think he gets to pick the next football coach if they decide that's the way they're moving. But win over UVA, go into a bowl game, Pop Watson showing signs of life. Should be enough to build a little offseason encouragement into that program, although still some big structural things that are going to need addressing as well in Blacksburg. But everybody drives home happy. Great crowd. That crowd was lathered up, ready to go, fired up. Fantastic showing by the Tech faithful. They have backed this program over the last decade, and they deserve a winner, and hopefully one's coming soon, but a nice little win for them. JMU, as I mentioned, lost to Marshall. They'll get to go to a bowl game and a chance for them to bounce back. We'll go around the world of college football in about an hour at 11:15. Let you know what's going on nationally with the playoffs and the way everything shook out yesterday. Rough day for Miami, who loses to Syracuse, gives up their title game spot to Clemson, but Clemson also lost. We'll add it all up. We'll run the numbers on that. But when we come back, we got to go back inside the locker room. We'll do that on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan, your home for the Commanders. The Fan, 105.1 FM. You know we love Victory Monday around here. I was up at the game in Landover yesterday. As you know, we go inside the locker room, talk to the players, see what's on their minds, and it was, of course, a happy locker room. Headed into the bye week, Dan Quinn's going to give them the whole week off, Tuesday to Sunday. You only have to give them 4 days by NFL rule. He's going to give them the whole week, get back next Monday, get ready for a big game against the New Orleans Saints, as Washington has a chance to, I think, come pretty close to securing that seven seed, that seven spot in the playoffs. Obviously, you know, getting their heels nipped at, but every win from here is going to take them one step closer. 10 might be the magic number.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
8 right now with 4 games to go. May come down to that finale in Dallas, which of course would be a ton of fun. I want to start with the big uglies, the offensive linemen, because this was a December football game. It was cold. They ran the ball. They ran it effectively. Brian Robinson, fantastic game. That all started up front, and that started with the offensive line. You saw Cornelius Lucas coming in for Andrew Wiley at right tackle. That was he gave a great performance. Nick Allegretti, who we'll hear from in a second, but let's start with the center, because Tyler Biadasz is the maybe least recognized person who has accelerated this turnaround. His veteran savvy working with Jaden Daniels has been fantastic and probably very underrated. He's a big part of this line turning it around. Here's Tyler Biadasz after yesterday's Commanders win over the Titans.
It was great. You know, a lot of guys, you know, our backs did a great job of reading the double team blocks and everything like that. So, I mean, that was great. We owned the last scrimmage for sure.
What was different about your group up front? Dan was saying on Wednesday he noticed a little bit maybe extra energy by you guys in practice. What do you think was the big difference for you guys up front?
Yeah, I mean, just locking in, honing in on it, and just keep getting better. As you know, obviously, like, you know, it didn't go the way we wanted it to go, but like, that's what even makes, like, how I talked to you guys before, like, the little details even matter even more. So if, whether it's hanging on a double team block for another half a second against your linebacker, those little things add up down the road. So just making sure we were detailed as much as possible. And, you know, and the O-line's a huge part of our, you know, success. And owning the last scrimmage is a huge part of this game. So definitely a sense of urgency for sure.
And getting B-Rob back, what did that mean?
Oh, he's huge, man. The way he, his physicality and the way he plays, that's at premium, and that's huge.
Hey, Cal, Bobby Wagner talked about this team getting back having fun. Could you talk a little bit about that and just how this team played with special teams, offense, and defense?
Yeah, I mean, just, you know, that comes with complimentary football and working off one another in all three phases of the game. But also, he's right, damn right. And, you know, just in whether, you know, you may not get, you know, an ultimate touchdown on drive, but, you know, there's always pros to a lot of different stuff, whether, you know, you're flipping the field or you're scoring, you know, touchdown. Obviously, you want touchdowns always, right? But whether it be a field goal, flipping the field, like making sure we're doing our job the best we can. And, like, sometimes, you know, the ball doesn't go the way we go. But, like, at the same time, like, making sure we're executing at the highest level we can execute at. That's the premium.
Tyler, at this time, I know everybody's beat up. So what do you tap into to kind of say, okay, we've got five games left. We've got to pick it up and push.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, you always have more. You always have more, and the mind is very powerful. And I think that's what you saw today. It's just the resiliency and the effort and the strain and the finish. And we're going to continue to do that.
Especially the way your guys' offense did today. Just trying to keep firing on all cylinders. Do you feel like this win is kind of like, okay, you guys are reset back to what you were doing and the way you're producing at the beginning of the season?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of like what I went on before a little bit, but just being a little bit more detailed and execution-wise. And you know, obviously I'm going to take examples from, you know, my spot specifically, but, you know, whether it be hanging on double teams or just moving the line of scrimmage just, you know, a yard more, that can spit out a run for 40 like you saw. So just honing on the details and making sure that we know exactly what we're doing and everything like that. But it was just, I think it's just that sense of urgency and knowing what we're capable of doing and putting that on display.
You know how important. What kind of boost does Lucas give you getting back on the field?
Oh, huge. I thought he did a hell of a job today. A lot of slides didn't go his way, and, you know, he holding it, and he kicked ass.
You know, as much as many people, how important it is to have a great running game in November and December, you know, in the NFL. How important was it to establish that run?
No, that's huge. I mean, run game is, it opens up everything, you know, and you can play off a lot when you have the run game going. You can go play action, you can go, you know, 11 personnel, go for, you can go whatever you want to do. I mean, the run game is huge, and that's the ultimately throughout these next months, that's where it, you know, you can see, you know, whether weather change or whatever, like things get, like maybe snow, still be all that stuff. It goes in a lot. I mean, people got, you know, tackling like harder weathers and everything like that, but also, like, you know, it's the name of the game.
So you guys were a team with low expectations coming into the season. You're at 7-2. Is there maybe an adjustment for the younger guys to be a part of a team that people are talking playoffs and things like that?
I mean, I didn't think we had low expectations.
But sorry, outside. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't really look at that stuff. I mean, but I mean, at the same point, like where this organization was at and what we wanted to accomplish, like it's all for us to take. So we're going to take it.
All right. Appreciate it.
Tyler Biadasz, center for the Washington Commanders, 42-19 winners over Tennessee. It's all there for the taking, so we're gonna take it. Love that attitude. Love that thought. You know, this is December. This is when we gotta win. It's time for us to step it up and win. Everybody's banged up this time of year, but the offensive line really coming through yesterday. Another guy who I love to talk to, love to hear from, Nick Allegretti. Here he is, starting with Brian Robinson's big day and the opportunity to get him a touchdown early, which really set the tone.
Pop through the hole, and you see a collision coming, and you assume it's not going to be a tackle. You know B-Rob's going to end up falling forward at least for a couple more yards. Just a, you know, a physical, tough runner. Kind of a different style than what's normal in the league right now. It's awesome.
Nick, that first touchdown run, you were pulling, Brandon was pulling. I mean, you guys had a big hole for B-Rob there.
Yeah, you know, a play we were excited about all week. You know, a chance to get a couple of us, you know, moving in some space. And just one of those perfect runs, you know. Kick out, Brandon fills up in the hole, and you know, you just kind of get to watch the rest of the run. Pretty cool, usually. Not something that, you know, a common occurrence, so pretty fun to get to watch them get to the end zone untouched.
Getting this win before the bye, how crucial is this?
That's huge. Obviously, you want to win every week, but before the bye, you know, being able to go into the bye with a positive mindset, a, you know, a nice three-phase win, it makes the week a little easier. We're going tomorrow, watch the film, get the corrections, because there's still going to be a lot of corrections, and it definitely allows you to relax a little bit more on the bye week. Still got to take care of your body, you know, be focused, but going in there on a positive note is huge.
How important was it to, after last week especially, to finish those drives early in the first half in the end zone?
That's huge. I mean, you can drive the ball 80 yards. If you don't punch it in the end zone, it doesn't mean a whole lot, you know. Or if you get a field goal, it's sometimes it almost feels like you lost 4 points. So being able to punch those first four in felt great. And even, you know, that one at the end, you know, a four-minute drive, being able to punch the ball in, C-Rod running his ass off, that was awesome. You know, that's what you want. You want to have the game put on the offensive line's back, go finish the game, close it out with a four-minute drive, and being able to do that and finish with a touchdown is a really good feeling.
Establishing the run has always been important in November and December in the NFL. To establish the run today, knowing what needs to be done the next when you come back from the bye, how satisfying was that?
That's huge. You hit it on the head. You know, as the season progresses, I think the offensive defensive line play gets magnified, you know, in the run and pass, but being able to be physical, especially in those cold games. I don't know why, but in those cold games, being able to be the more physical team, it means a lot. I think it helps set the tone for the skill players. I think our D-line did a great job, and, you know, the rest of the O-line did a great job today with that. So it's really important.
You mentioned be exciting about that first run play. Is it when you see it on paper or you see it on the practice? Like, when do you, like, oh, man, we got a winner here?
You see it drawn up, and, you know, you see the defense that they, you know, they're going to run for that, to that, you know, formation. And you know that it's one of those plays that if you block it up, it should hit. So, you know, you still got to go execute. They've got a lot of good football players. You got Jeffrey out there, who's a hell of a player. So you still got to go execute it. But you see it drawn up on paper, and then you see a run at practice, and it, you know, at practice it hit a couple times. And it's one of those runs you're excited about, you know, as an offensive lineman. Yeah.
Nice. Awesome. Appreciate it.
Nick Allegretti on Brian Robinson's early 40-yard touchdown run set the tone, no doubt about it. Commanders go up 7-0 on that run, first of the game. We'll do a few game observations, obviously. Commanders Rewind takes place tomorrow. A little Victory Tuesday edition, Commanders Rewind. Haven't done that in a minute. It's been a minute since we've had a game like that. Time to enjoy, take the deep breath, have a ton of fun with that. And, of course, Virginia Tech fans having a fun Victory Monday as well. Randolph-Macon and Virginia Union, shout out to our local schools, doing big things in the playoffs over the weekend. First December home win since 2017 for the Washington Commanders, and you hope it sets the tone for big things going forward and the opportunity to maybe play a little football into the playoffs and into January, which would be a great thing for Jaden, for the whole operation. I want to go around the NFL. We'll do that on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM. And beyond the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Wrapping up hour number one is show number one on the other side of Thanksgiving break. Appreciate y'all for joining us. Hopefully had a great holidays, getting back to work today on a Victory Monday for the Commanders over the Titans, headed into the bye at 8-5. And that's where we are right now, taking a look at the playoff chase, which I think crystallized a little bit yesterday. Nice win for Philly, taking down Baltimore on the road. Ravens, man, the Justin Tucker question looms. What are you going to do with that guy? What is the future for Justin Tucker? All that money to the league's best kicker, and he's got the yips at a key time of the year. They fall 2 back. 1.5 back of the Steelers. And the Steelers are running downhill now after a big win over the Bengals. Statement win for the Steelers in the AFC. Baltimore very much in position to be the number 5 seed in the playoffs. You know, best wild card team, get to play the worst division winner. That's probably Houston, but still not where they want to be at all. They had eyes on winning that division. It's a fascinating AFC. Steelers, Ravens, Chiefs, Bills, any of them I feel like could walk away with this thing. At Denver tonight on Monday Night Football with Bo Nix, they're still trying to stake their claim to relevance as well. It's going to be a fascinating, fascinating home stretch. But in the NFC, you got Washington at 8-5, two games back of Philly now, with the tiebreaker going to the Eagles. So it feels to me like we can say at this point fairly confidently they're not going to win the division. Crazier things have happened, but Philly's rolling. Washington would have to win out, including win against Philadelphia, of course, to even have a chance to be in that conversation. Because if the Eagles win that game over Washington, I believe that would be enough for them to get the job done there, which, of course, I mean, they're playing good football. Hats off to them. 10-2. I think, if anything, Philly could be challenging for the NFC North teams for the chance to get the bye, because you look at the Lions' home stretch. They've got another game against the Vikings. They've got to play the Bills. They've got to play the Packers on Thursday night. It seems to me they could absolutely take another loss, which would open the door for the Eagles to win the bye, which would be fascinating after the perceived inevitability of Detroit all season long. So you got Detroit and Philly. Those are the two teams jockeying for the bye. Wild card. Minnesota's in. They're 10-2. Fantastic season there. Another great win for them, pulling it out with Sam Darnold. Green Bay, 9-3. Packers had the big Thursday night win on Thanksgiving over Miami. Packers are a playoff team right now down the stretch. So you got your 5-6 seeds. They're coming out of the NFC North. Commanders, 8-5, solidly in position for the 7th seed, the final wild card. Who will chase them out of the NFC West? Well, nobody seems to want to. Arizona, Seattle, and the Rams. And of course, you got Tampa as well. Late win over Carolina there. Needed overtime to take care of Carolina. So you got three teams there, four teams there, the NFC West teams, and Tampa, who could conceivably be chasing, but right now they are a full game and a half back of the Commanders. So the Commanders control their destiny there for the 7th seed, that final wild card spot in the NFC. Who would they play? Either the NFC North winner or the Eagles. Both of those are going to be really tough matchups for these guys. I don't even know that I have a preference out of that group. Detroit and Philly both playing physical, hard-nosed football right now. Give Washington a taste of what it's going to be like in the postseason. I would love for them to experience that in year one under Jaden Daniels, which I think would just make life easier recruiting-wise going forward. First-year playoff appearance, had the lull in the middle. Got it going. Had the right veterans pushing the right buttons this week. Bobby Wagner, Zach Ertz, who earned praise from Coach Dan Quinn for keeping everybody focused, back on task. Sure feels like if everything holds up down the stretch, barring something crazy, the Commanders are going to enter the playoffs as the 7th seed in the NFC East, which means they would play the second best division winner in round one. That's looking like Philly right now, maybe Detroit if they slide and Philly can catch them, because Philly's playing some good football. A lot of juice yesterday, by the way. Crowd was great in Northwest Stadium, but also two commissioners were there yesterday. Adam Silver, NBA commissioner, was there hanging out with Josh Harris. Roger Goodell was there. Jay-Z was there last week. It's the place to be now. Commanders games are the place to be, which you love to see. And I'm going to talk about this later in the week, but I just want to slide it in right here. There is a 0% chance the name Redskins comes back, by the way. I know the story that was going around last week, and I don't want to waste a lot of time on that today, on a day where we got the Commonwealth Cup. We got a lot of the great stories too. Just letting you know, 0% chance that happens. Don't believe everything you read on an aggregated website. But the Lions surviving the Bears. Bears fire their coach. You don't always get to see a coach fired in real time. But boy, you sure did on Thanksgiving there, as the Bears completely botched having a timeout, needing just a field goal, and not having a plan for if Caleb Williams got sacked. If that doesn't sum up the Bears season, I don't know what does. Just a wild, wild finish there on Thanksgiving for them. Cowboys knocked the Giants down. Rare game. Both teams are going to be happy about. Cowboys at 5-7. March to 500. Stay in America's team. The Giants 2-10. Working on that draft position for their next quarterback. Friday's game. The Chiefs beat the Raiders. You know, we knew this last week, right? The Chiefs sleepwalked their way to the horseshoe win. They do it again. Luckiest 11-1 team in America. But also, you get to playoff time, man. Those guys know how to turn it on. If they get the bye, two home wins away from a Super Bowl appearance, certainly feels like the Chiefs remain the team to beat in the NFL. I mentioned the Vikings sliding by the Cardinals, adding to the NFC West woes. Aaron Rodgers gets spotted 2 touchdowns, not just one. Seahawks comeback win 26-21. Jets misery continues. They're 3-9. Buccaneers in overtime over the Panthers. They needed that one to survive. They now are tied with the Chargers on a day where Kirk Cousins was really struggling. Some bad throws, some bad interceptions for Kirk Cousins. Going to be a wild week in Atlanta. Do they consider going with Penix? Do they consider cutting ties at the end of the year? And you know, that was a bad injury he came back from. High expectations placed on that team. Going to be a fascinating final stretch. Falcons have the Commanders in that game the weekend before New Year's Eve. I would not be even a little bit surprised to see that one move to a Saturday in front of a national audience. I think it will be a consequential game for both teams. Atlanta's going to the Vikings on next Sunday, and Vikings are tough right now. That's the Kirk Cousins homecoming game. That is now a significant game for them and for the Vikings, too, who are not out of the picture for the bye in the NFC. Fantastic weekend of football, of course, dating back to Saturday night. Virginia Tech, your Commonwealth Cup winners, Bayshul Tootin, rumbling, stumbling, and tooting all over. Rootin' tootin', Bayshul tootin', as they say right here on 910 The Fan on those broadcasts. Nice win for the Hokies. The Cup stays in Blacksburg. It's basically semi-permanent home at this point. And for UVA, the questions begin this offseason. How do you build on this in an era where success has been hard to sustain to a place that has not always been easy to recruit to? We'll dive into that in the coming weeks as we get ready for what should be a very eventful college football offseason. But NFL always delivers. Bye week for the Commanders coming up. 4 games. To determine if they make the playoffs or not. I think 2-2 gets the job done coming down the stretch, and I think this is a team capable of doing it. You know we love to go inside the locker rooms on Monday. We'll do that after the break. Record holders only edition of Commanders Inside the Locker Room. Hour number 2 loading. You're listening to 910 The Fan. Hour number 2, MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We are worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Love to see it. Victory Monday for the Commanders. Victory Monday for Virginia Tech football. Victory Monday for VCU basketball. Lots of winners to celebrate today. We are, of course, taking you inside the Commanders locker room as we do on Mondays after wins. This team is 8-5 right now. Flying towards 10, I do believe that's going to be the magic number to make the playoffs. 4 games left coming out of the bye. Just need to split them 2-2, I believe, to be in the postseason as the 7 seed, which would probably mean going to Philly for a first round playoff game, which is fascinating in and of itself. Special inside the locker room in this segment, it's for record holders only. This is players who set the record, set an NFL record or climbed up the record books during the game yesterday. Let's start with Zach Ertz. Tight end.
You're now one of 6 tight ends in NFL history to record 750 catches and 50 plus touchdowns, joining Tony Gonzalez, Jason Witten, Travis Kelce, Antonio Gates, and Chandler Sharpe. What does that mean to you?
I mean, it's hard to reflect on that. It's hard to reflect in general when you're playing this game. Obviously, I've played with a lot of coaches that have believed in me a long time. I play with a lot of good quarterbacks, and I dedicate a lot to this game. I sacrifice a lot for this game. And it's just a testament to the people around me. I don't think I've done this by myself by any means. I'm thankful for the Lord, obviously. And when I'm done, whenever that is, it'll be a time to reflect. But right now, I'm just focused on being the best version of myself for this team. And I still feel like I got a lot of good football left.
During a week like this where you got, you know, you're on a losing streak, yeah, what, as a veteran guy, what do you feel like your role is in the locker room to move everybody in the right direction?
Yeah, it's really just to steady the ship, honestly. I played in this league a long time, and three games don't define you as a football team by any means. And so it was really just making sure guys didn't overreact. Guys didn't need to do anything that they weren't capable of doing, or try too hard and do things that they're not capable of. And really, when I play at my worst is when I'm trying to do too much. And so it really was just to play within yourself, trust each other, and believe in one another. And I think that showed out today.
And Zach Ertz, tight end for the Washington Commanders. He addressed the team this week, and Dan Quinn credited the veteran leadership on the team this week, said Bobby Wagner, the next guy you'll hear from, was a big influence with how things went. I'll let Bobby Wagner share, but also at the start here, Bobby Wagner talks about getting 100 tackles for the 13th consecutive season. Only one other defensive player, period, has done that in this century, and that is London Fletcher, who, of course, calls the games on the Commanders Radio Network. We'll hear from him tomorrow during our Commanders Game Rewind. But Bobby Wagner, of course, has been so good in so many places for so long, most notably Seattle, stopped with the Rams before his time in Washington, and he reflected on what it meant to share a stadium with London Fletcher while joining him in the NFL history books.
To be able to do it wearing this jersey, shout out to Fletch. I don't remember when I reached out to him, but I reached out to him a while ago, and he was gracious with his time. He answered every question that I had. And so to be wearing this jersey, knowing that he wore this jersey, and to be in the same building with him right over there, and it's really cool. And I think, what he was able to accomplish over his career is really special. And I think it's more than deserving of being in the Hall of Fame. And I feel like people should recognize his greatness. He is one of the reasons why I'm here. I'm grateful for his knowledge that he was able to share with me. And so it's cool to be in the same realm with him.
Was there anything specific that jumped out in that conversation that you remember?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he ever missed a game. And so sharing the tips on how to take care of your body is definitely
good. Coach credited you with setting the tone this week in the building. How do you know what when it's time to do that and what how to steer the boat, so to speak?
I don't know if I know. I think it's more just trusting God. God put something on my heart, and I just, let him, kind of guide the way.
And what was it that you guys needed to get back in the right calendar?
I think we just needed to have fun. I think as the expectations started to grow, we needed to get back to just having fun. This game, that's why we were playing so well. We were just having fun. We wasn't worried about what the outside was saying. So, there's going to be games where the outside appreciates us. There's going to be games where outsiders think we're not playing that well. And as long as we focus on the people that's in here and, just having fun, everything take care of itself.
Obviously, you guys will get a nice break here. Any plans? How do you normally spend your buys? Like, you go on a trip or?
Everybody is different. I mean, sometimes it's later. Sometimes it's early. I'm just going to chill. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to have one day where I just don't set my alarm and see what happens. So I'm looking forward to that.
Just one day?
Yeah, one day. We still have work to do. So I'll take the one day and then figure it out from there.
Bobby, getting this win and now having the late bye, how crucial is that in just terms of, that playoff push coming out of the bye, getting this win and now riding the ship?
I don't think we really focus on playoffs. It's more so just this was the game that was in front of us, and we need to win this game. It's good going into the bye, having a win versus a loss. And so there's still a lot of things that we can fix, but winning is always better than losing. And so it's cool to have a win in our belt and kind of take some time to recover. And I think it'll be fun this last four games.
Yeah, we got a really fun home stretch coming up, especially now that the offense is showing. It can hit on all cylinders. Brian Robinson's healthy enough. He's pounding the ball down people's throats. And Jaden Daniels with some dimes yesterday, including that second touchdown pass to Terry McLaurin, made it 28-0. A great ball out of Jaden Daniels, which you love to see. He's playing some great football. He's running well. He's making decisions on that mesh, on the zone read. Everything seems to be shaken out in a way that's positive for these guys coming out of that Dallas loss, right? Could have fractured the locker room. You heard Bobby Wagner talking about it. You heard Zach Ertz talking about it. The importance of getting the team back on the same page, playing loose. Love what Bobby Wagner said there, right? Time to have fun again. This was a team that was shocking the world, having fun, rolling off wins. And here they are now having a little fun in December when these games start to matter more. That's going to be important to these guys. One more record holder we've got to hear from, by the way. You have a new all-time leader in Washington franchise history in punting yardage. It's Tress Way, who has now punted for 35,756 yards. Always great to catch up with Tress, who is, of course, one of the most fun interviews on the team.
Started, I forgot all about it. One of my close friends had told me, dude, I think you're really close, like maybe one punt, depending on what it is. I'm glad it happened at home. I'm glad that my family was here. I'm glad it was a win, and I'm glad it was, you know, over a 50-yard bomb. So that's just as a little, like a feel-good flex, like no hit and roll or anything. It was just got to nuke one. So just I'm not like a huge records guy or anything like that. That is just that kind of resembles just my gratitude of being here, how long I've got to be here, and the years that we've had here, the year we're having now. It's just a whole bunch of it, but just crazy. I remember coming here as a waiver claim, and now the career yard holder. It's just nuts.
Did you realize it right away? Like, how did you find out you did it?
I came off the field. Like, we flipped the field, go down, like dapping up all the guys, celebrating. And I come back, and then like as we got over to the side, I was like, oh shoot, I think that was it. Like, because I think it was like I even needed like 40 or 41. One of my friends told me, and I thought for sure I would think about it like in the game, and I didn't. I got out there. It was like, of course, we're winning, so you had all the stuff going. And then I got to the sideline, and I was like, oh, yeah, how about that? So, yeah, very cool. And Mr. Rails, one of our owners, made it a point to congratulate me, which I thought was super cool of him, too. I didn't know he knew. I didn't know if people knew. Like, I don't think that's something that you just, like, brag or, like, throw out. But, yeah, very, very cool.
Did you keep the ball?
I can't decide if I want to. Like, do you think I should? Should I just keep the ball and write the number on it?
Have you kept any balls at any point?
No, if Coach gave me, like, in the past, getting a game ball on wins, I would keep those. They paint those and do them really cool. Maybe I should. I don't want to ride the line of being like, wow, look at that. Or is it really cool? I don't know. I can't decide.
Yeah, I love it.
Do you think the team needed this after the win?
Oh, yeah, no question. And especially I think kind of seeing everybody play together, like all the units working together, that was huge. All the phases playing together and right before the bye, because there was just such a sour taste in our mouth, each of the losses, but especially that last one, like against Dallas, where we were like, we just didn't feel like us. And that felt very much like us. Yeah. And there was only one punt in the game. So I think a lot of the guys are like, oh, yeah, that's how we do things.
Congrats.
Cool. Life's better for everybody when Tress Way is not punting the football. Tress Way, thank you also to Zach Ertz, Bobby Wagner, checking inside the locker room, an ongoing feature here. Nobody does more Commanders talk in town than 910 The Fan. We'll get back to the Commanders in about 20 minutes, and of course, crosstalk with Awad, who was at the game yesterday as a fan. Looking forward to that report. When we get back, though, busy weekend in the world of college football. We'll catch up on all of it. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. And be on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Dive back into the Commonwealth Cup, college football, all that here in a second. Go back inside the Commanders locker room at 11:30 before we crosstalk with AWOD. AWOD Radio live from Capitol Ale House today. Noon to 3, home of Richmond's OG Burger Night. We'll both be back in studio tomorrow. Haven't seen that dude in forever. It'll be good to share a studio with him, which we did not do, of course, many days last week. week headed into the Thanksgiving holiday. Hopefully everybody had a great holiday. Good to be back at it. Good to have some meaningful football being played, especially with the college football playoff on the horizon, which I think is going to produce some entertaining games as we, of course, do all the mandatory hand-wringing over who gets there and who gets to participate. But one game that I think snuck under the radar, because UVA and Tech were playing at the same time, a lot of good football going on. JMU lost a 17-point lead to Marshall, a chance to go undefeated at home, chance to finish their schedule strong. Marshall ended up botching a field goal to win at the end of regulation. They go to overtime. Bo scored again, but Marshall got the 2-point conversion in the second overtime, and JMU did not. Here's JMU coach Bob Chesney after the game with Dave Riggert on JMU Radio. Pretty devastated. This was a tough one for JMU to watch slide away.
You know, I just said don't. You know, they can't hang their heads, but it absolutely stinks. Like, there's no that you can't say, hey, this is awful. This is absolutely awful. I mean, we were in a situation where we were dominating this football game. We were able to do almost whatever we needed to do and wanted to do, and the only way they were going to get in this game was by us making some mistakes, and ultimately, you know, so we did a couple times on defense, and then a pick six is just a tough one to come out and immediately just throw a pick six and give them a little bit more life. And then, I don't know, there's just moments in there where you know, I see some things happening out there that hold us back a little bit that are out of our control, and we need a call or two here and there that happens. The face mask, we eventually score on, but on the field goal, there's a, you know, Torres is coming over the top and just, you know,
gets looked like a clear hold to me.
I don't know what I'm allowed to say, and that's
it. I'll say it.
But what a, I mean, they battled. They didn't. We played hard. You know, we played hard. There's no doubt that we 100% played hard. There's no doubt we just missed on some execution things, and that's ultimately it. But we, you know, that's a good football team. We know that's a good football team. But, man, the way we started, you know, and the way we just kept our foot on the gas and then just stalled out on two drives, and one was a pick six, and you're not going to win a game, I guess, like that.
That's JMU coach Bob Chesney, and he mentioned there was a controversial non-face mask.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Call at the end there that win against the Dukes, but on the whole, you're up 17-0. You got to finish, and this is what they've been building to all season, right? Nobody expects in year one JMU to go back to the playoffs, right? Year one of a new coach, but they were in games. They've led the last two and then coughed up leads. Tough way to end the season, especially coming into a really key recruiting period for them. You know, the portals wreaked havoc on a lot of Sun Belt sized schools, and it's going to be on JMU to rebuild, reload. Bob Chesney to find those guys this offseason. They'll go to a bowl. Look forward to seeing what bowl they go to. But a stinger of a loss at home to finish out the home schedule, which is a tough way for the Dukes season to end. Of course, the biggest college football game of the weekend, it was Ohio State Michigan, because even when it only matters to one of the teams, it matters to both of the teams. Ryan Day, most fascinating character in college football right now, because by all accounts, very good coach, has very good teams. It's like he made some kind of deal with the devil. Devil's telling him right now, You'll win championships and produce players who go to the NFL and, you know, be one of the most prestigious college football programs in America. Oh, okay. What's the catch? Well, there's one game that you're never going to be able to win. Oh, is it the championship game? No. You'll be able to win that one. Is it the Big Ten title game? No. Nothing of the sorts. What could it be? I'm in. I'll take the deal. It's Michigan. It's your rival. It's the game everybody wants you to win every year, and they just can't win it, no matter how good they are. That is the most depressed fan base in America that's going to the playoffs right now. If may fire their coach between now and then if the right donors get their hands on the right levers. I would assume they'll let him finish out the season, obviously, but nobody's on a hotter seat going into the playoffs than him. Ohio State, juggernaut, plays well every year. Cannot beat the rival school. And boy, does it irk the Ohio State people. It's a little mythological, kind of a Greek mythology story over there at Ohio State. For Michigan, year after the cheating scandal, new coach, Gus Johnson spends all year waiting for this day because he knows he's got the spotlight on Fox. And he delivered down the stretch.
Do or die for Ohio State. Howard in trouble. Incomplete. Ohio State turns it over on downs. And the Michigan Wolverines will shock the college football world. Sherrone Moore says we didn't cheat this time.
Love that guy. All right, we also got to play. All right, we got to play. Here's Gus losing his mind when Michigan threw maybe the worst interception of all time on the doorstep of the Ohio State end zone.
Warren looking, and it's intercepted at the goal line. Unbelievable. Wow, Jack Sawyer, the hero. Captain Jack.
There we go. That's the Gus Johnson we know I love. That man shows up. You're getting a big game, and you're getting a big game call. And then you got the shenanigans after the game. Michigan kid goes to plant the flag. Lee, you know, gets run off by the police, circles around, plants the flag again. The Ohio State people take it. They jump on it. Some policeman's like, hang on a second. We haven't had a police athlete controversy in a minute. Let me spray everybody with some pepper spray for a second. Planting the flag was a thing yesterday. It's the era of planting the flag in college football. But we've got going into the playoffs here, and we'll break this down all week. And of course, tomorrow, you know, the new playoff rankings will come out. You've got, I think a very small number of spots available this weekend, because obviously Georgia and Texas both in, Penn State and Oregon both in, right? Your title game participants in the big conferences both in. I'm curious about Indiana. I would love to remove them for South Carolina or Alabama. South Carolina, nice win over Clemson. Alabama, I think, is a good football team. Georgia, holding its serve, doing what it needed to do against Georgia Tech, just barely in the eighth overtime. But you've got mostly things figured out there, I think, top to bottom here. You've got mostly, you know, everything straightened out. The ACC is where it gets wacky, because you've got Miami, which is arguably the best team in the ACC, left out of this title game. You've got Clemson in, but Clemson's in coming off of a loss. Clemson's now lost to two SEC teams, Georgia and South Carolina. It's hard to argue for Clemson's inclusion in a tournament where we determine who the national champion is. We're pretty sure they're not as good as SEC schools. Do we know that about Miami? No, but you also have this thing where the colleges, hey, you know, these games matter. You have to value our conference title games. If SMU loses, do you let them in? They've played nobody. You know this. I think if they let SMU or Indiana in, it is a huge mistake and incentivizes weak scheduling going forward, which nobody wants. We want good college football year-round. If they get included, Indiana or SMU, over these SEC schools that beat themselves up week in and week out, I think you're going to see a lot more cautious scheduling going on around college football. We'll see what happens. But yeah, you've got that Clemson-SMU ACC title game. If Clemson loses, do you put Miami in? And if you put Miami in, was it a bad thing to play in the conference title game? The committee doesn't want that at all. Their directive from the conference is very clear. Value the conference title games. It's hard for me to see a scenario, though, where if Clemson loses, you include them, and then are you down to a one-bid league? But also, if SMU loses, you feel pretty confident Miami would beat SMU right now. It's a mess. We love chaos, and we love college football, and we'll dive into that as the week goes on. Of course, we'll have a lot of basketball talk this week as well. Rams getting their win over Elizabeth City State quite easily. Joey Rodriguez got his jersey retired on Friday night. Great moment there at the Siegel Center. They cruised to victory. One more tune-up here. Rams about to go out west at the end of next week, which is going to be an exciting game. Two tune-ups, then headed out west for a pair of games that will have a big, big, significant impact on whether they play into March or not. Yeah, it gets late early around here in college basketball. And we'll get to Dan Hurley whining this week as well. You know we will get to that. But on the other side, we got to go back inside the Commanders locker room on a Victory Monday right here on 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, always worldwide on the free Odyssey app. MP on the mic, welcome aboard. Half an hour until we get you to AWOD Radio. He was at the game yesterday as a fan. Excited to get his recap of that. If you missed anything on today's show, Odyssey app's free. App Store and Google Play. It's got the rewind button. Commanders get their first home win in December since 2017. We'll break the whole thing down for you tomorrow during Commanders Rewind, one of my favorite segments, especially when they win. There will be no AI loser voice tomorrow. Jaden Daniels, great game, ran it early, certainly made the right decision a lot of the time on handoffs and on the mesh. This was what they needed going into the bye, the confidence that they've got a good enough roster to be a playoff team down the stretch. And here's Jaden, number five, talking after the game.
It opens up a lot. I mean, obviously, be able to get guys to move the line of scrimmage and, you know, get to the second level and let our backs do what they do. You know, we're getting to those times of the season where December, January, you got to be able to control the line of scrimmage and run the ball.
Jaden, we know that Bobby talked to the team earlier this week about just having fun and all those different things. Was there a point in the last couple of weeks where you're like, this is definitively not as fun as it was earlier in the year? And how did that talk that Bobby gave land with you?
I mean, losing sucks, so... losing is never fun. I don't think any competitor will ever think that's fun. So, but you got to be able to go out there and, you know, the talk that we had, be able to sacrifice something for the betterment of the team. And What are we willing to give up? You know, because we got something special in that locker room. So we got to go out there each and every week and prove it.
Was there a point during the week where it started to become fun again? Because it's not like the losing streak ended in the middle of the week. Yet you guys obviously came in here with that kind of different mindset today. So was there a point this week where you felt like things had shifted?
I can't really pinpoint like a point in the week. I just think everybody, the mindset they had and, you know, how we prepared throughout the week of practice.
What changes for you, Jaden, when Brian is not just out there but can play like he did today?
I just think just what he's been doing this season is remarkable. How he's able to run, get to the second level, break tackles. So obviously, any run game is going to help out any quarterback.
And obviously, you know, there's been a lot of talk about it, what's going on with the offense, this, that, and the other last few weeks. This today, I don't want to say shut the doubters, but does today bring any satisfaction to anybody that was kind of questioning what you guys been up to?
I mean, some of y'all got to answer. I don't really pay attention to what people say about us. It really doesn't matter, but I leave that for people on social media.
Well, 12-plus games in, how have you seen your relationship with Terry McLaurin sort of grow over the last 12-plus games?
I mean, it's going to always continue to grow. This is the 13th game of the season, so obviously it's still a rapport, but it's still our first year together, so it's going to continue to grow. We're going to continue to learn more about each other and keep growing.
Jaden, how helpful was it during this losing streak to have veterans like Zach Ertz, like Bobby Wagner, like Terry, to kind of fall back on as you guys were trying to break the skid?
I mean, that's just very valuable to have those guys that have different experiences. Super Bowl champions, guys that's been through it, that still perform at the highest level. So, I mean, just having those guys in the locker room and be able to lean on them just for advice and, you know, just go out there and keep playing.
Getting the win, going into the bye week here, does that kind of buoy you as you get into a period where you're going to have, you know, a week off or so?
I mean, I didn't want to go in the bye week with an L. That'd have been four straight, so... obviously, he's always like winning is always makes everything better.
Yeah, you heard that from Nick Allegretti too earlier, right? It's easier to correct after a win. Everybody feels pretty good about what's going on. That was Jaden Daniels, the quarterback. Terry McLaurin, monster day as well. So Terry went to Ohio State. Mikey Sanristal, who also had a big day, went to Michigan, and Terry had to bring Sanristal's Michigan jersey into the post-game press conference with him. He had a moment, laughed about that, then threw it off to the side. But it was all smiles for Terry McLaurin. They said they would get him the ball. They got him the ball. You love to see it.
That felt amazing, honestly. The way we ran the ball at the line of scrimmage, the way we made plays on the perimeter, the way Jaden extended plays with his legs, the way we finished at the end with the ball in our hands, you know, that's the standard that we have to live up to. And for us to get that kind of win against, I think they were a top three or four defense in the league, you know what I mean, coming off a big win against the Texans last week. So we knew it was going to be a four-quarter battle, but I think just our intensity, the way we attacked this game was very intentional. And we got to figure out a way to continue to come out the bye even better and stronger if we want to make a run. So, you know, I know the guys in there are ready to get this little break, but it's a good way to go in there with an emphatic win like that.
Terry, 9 touchdowns on the season so far for you. First time since Santana Moss.
Wow.
For this franchise. Nobody does this 1991 to get 10, maybe in your next game.
But yeah.
Just personally, the relationship you have with Jaden and the fact that you're doing what you're doing right now.
Yeah, you know, I'm extremely humbled and blessed to be able to be in this situation to play for this franchise with so many great receivers that came through here, and to just have a small be a part of that elite group, I don't take for granted. And, you know, to get to play with a great player like Jaden it's been a joy, honestly. I've had a lot of fun this season growing and learning from him and helping him any way I can. And, you know, with him, he's going to give you opportunity to make a play on the ball. He's extremely accurate and, you know, he plays with a lot of confidence, and I think that rubs off on all of us. So it's exciting because I feel like him and I can still have a lot of room to grow. But it's not just me. it's, you know, the tight ends, the running backs, the other receivers. He does just a great job of giving us opportunities to make plays, and we just did a better job this week coming through for him, you know what I mean? And that's what's going to take. Every throw or play may not be as clean as we want, but if we could come out on the other side making those tough plays and continue to allow him just to be comfortable and throw the ball around the yard, we're going to have success. So I'm having a lot of fun, you know, playing with this group. The adversity, I feel like, it's tough, but, you know, we needed that. We needed to come out on the other side and show what we're about. That's what character, that's what brotherhood is about. You know what I mean? It's easy when things are going great, but when you lose a few, you know what I mean, and you have to get a win, I think we showed that today. So, you know, I just thank God to be in this position, to be trusted as one of the leaders on this team, and all I want to do is just help us win in any way, shape, or form.
Hey, Jay, how important is it for you to be involved early and also for the offense to get you involved early?
Yeah, I mean, I know going into this week, talking to DQ and Cliff, you know, they wanted to try to get me going a little bit earlier and give me opportunities to make plays. And, you know, that's all I asked for. You know, my teammates look to me each and every week in practice as well to make a play to get us going. And the other receivers in my room as well do a great job of just encouraging me and pushing me to be the person that they know I'm capable of being. And so I just try to stay patient. You know what I mean? I know it's not all about me at all, but I feel like I try to bring a certain attitude and feel to our team in this offense that you feel it when I make a play. And I don't do that by myself. It takes the O-line, who I feel like did a great job on that first touchdown I had. That was a long developing play, but Jaden was clean and gave me a chance to make a play on the ball. So, you know, I felt like they came out playing soft coverage and we took what they gave us. And I think that was a great improvement from last week, and receivers did a great job catching and knifing. So, you know, hopefully we could definitely keep that going. You know, I just want to be in any position I can to help us win the game. And I got to shout out the crowd because, you know, they give me energy when I hear them chant my name and chanting for our team. I wouldn't rather play with anywhere else. So I'm extremely grateful and just excited that I got to get going early, get in the feel of the game and try to make plays for us.
Yeah, feels good to get your best player involved. Number 17, involved early, involved often, involved on the right side, involved on the left side. That's how you play winning football. If you're the Washington Commanders, love seeing it from Cliff Kingsbury. Right now he's got 2 weeks. Get back into the lab and show you can continue that success down the stretch. Don't think they played with as much tempo as I was expecting yesterday. I was expecting Cliff to go back to that. It was a very deliberate game, but it was also a game that was in hand early at 28-0. You don't want to waste your time you know, you don't want them playing more football than they need to play, especially this time of year. Get everybody to the bye. Get them to the bye healthy. Keep it moving from there. Great win for the Commanders, 42-19. Plenty more thoughts. We will check in with our guy, Awad. He is at Capital Ale House. Crosstalk on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.